Welcome to Sentinel Watch, where we look at life through a spiritual lens. I'm Jenny Sawyer. If you're wondering if spiritual healing is possible, today's show might just answer that question for you. And if you've already experienced healing through prayer, you'll still want to listen, because my guest today, Bert Hogan, shares how he experienced a significant healing through a renewed focus on God. Hi, Bert. Welcome to the studio.
Hello.
Great to be here today with you. And I hear that you have a wonderful healing to share with us.
Yes. Well, around 9 years ago, I was forced to stop work because I had a growth on my abdomen that was making it uncomfortable to be able to even wear a pair of slacks. Mm. And my job, I had to do a lot of walking. And so that was something I couldn't continue doing. Mm. So I had to go home on leave and focus on this healing, even though over the years I had been calling a Christian Science practitioner to help me with this issue from time to time for 2 decades, but it wasn't consistent. This was the moment where it forced me to say this is the time to handle it once and for all.
So when this first came up, as you said, 20 years prior,
right?
Why was your first thought that you wanted to pray about it? Why choose Christian Science?
Well, I was raised in Christian Science. Of course, that doesn't mean you necessarily are going to use Christian Science for your healthcare, right. But it was what I was used to, and I'd seen results in other healings, and so I was confident that it would be healed by God.
Do you feel that you started to question that at all when it seemed to drag on over such a long period of time?
Well, you know, if it doesn't hurt and it's just something you can cover with a shirt, you can get away with going, oh, I'll just deal with that later. Mm-hmm. But when it inhibits your ability to do your job, then it's time to put everything aside and focus on handling it.
Yeah. So what did that look like for you when you had this time off to just be praying? What were you doing?
Yeah, it was the most focused I've ever been on that healing. I did not do anything but eat, sleep, and do metaphysical work. Mm. And that meant not just prayer and treatments, calling a Christian Science practitioner, but also reading a century of Christian Science healing, for instance.
What is that book?
So I believe it was a book published in the 60s for the 100th year of Christian Science that is a compilation of healings. Mm. And like one of my favorites is a man that was attacked by a lion, and to the amazement of the doctor, the wounds were healed through Christian Science.
Whoa, I need to read that. And why was it that you were reading those healings? What were you getting out of them?
Well, it was a confidence builder, I guess. Mm. Seeing how others were healed, it made you feel like, well, I can do this too. It's very similar to going to Wednesday evening service. Other demonstrations are the way markers for how I could also be healed. Mm-hmm. You know, you realize that every so-called physical problem is actually a problem of thought. And so why would you think that you can't change a thought? You can change a thought, right? Mm-hmm. So if the problem's a thought, not an actual physical thing, then you can change your thought. You can replace the material mortal error with the spiritual divine truth. Mm. And so reading that wasn't the only thing I was doing. I was also reading Christian Science practice and Christian Science teaching in the Christian Science textbook, Mary Baker Eddy's Science and Health with the Key to the Scriptures. Those chapters were particularly helpful. Mm. And it was just lifting my thought higher and higher. But when things got to dealing with pain, the really basic thought that I kept on knowing was something my mom told me, which is, if it isn't good, it isn't true, don't accept what isn't for you. And that was my go-to, actually.
Mm. If it isn't good, it isn't true. What's the spiritual basis for that? What was it in your understanding that kind of made that idea resonate for you?
It's a very basic, simple affirmation that God good only created good, and that anything other than that is a material illusion. It's a waking dream. So you don't have to accept these thoughts that say you are sick, you are in pain, because God didn't make it. So it's just not true about your real spiritual selfhood.
Mm. You know, one of the things I like that you're bringing out, Bert, is that every healing is about a transformation of thought or regeneration of thought. And sometimes it happens in a moment. We love it when that happens. And sometimes it seems like it happens more as we, you know, imbibe these ideas and really live them. Can you think back to that time and think about, can you pinpoint any ways that you feel like your thought was changing as you did all of this study and prayer?
It was a time in which I couldn't abide anything but spiritual truth. Even listening to like a radio station that had like pop music on it. It's like, that's just a diversion from what I need to be doing. It was a time in which I was so metaphysically focused that what I was seeing with my physical senses, I knew wasn't going to help me in this healing, and that I needed to keep my mind focused on spiritual truth.
To me, in my experiences, God is always so central to this transformation of thought. And
right.
I think sometimes some of the best moments in healing are really feeling close to God, for lack of a better way of putting it. Feeling a sense that God is present, that God's power is real, that as you were saying, that God is only good, and so we can only experience good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that over the course of this period, you were feeling something more of God's presence, or something maybe that you hadn't totally experienced about God before?
Well, I think that when I first started this focused prayer after leaving work, the launching point was the practitioner reminding me that God is our shepherd and feeling that love. And there was, of course, fear that, you know, maybe I couldn't handle this with Christian Science, and that silenced that fear. And yes, of course, I was feeling closer to God during this transformation of thought. I consider it similar to a sculptor working on a marble sculpture, and every single chip is chipping away the false material thoughts to open your vision to the pure reality that God made. And it took a lot of chiseling, but it was a building of truths, like building a house, and brick by brick, you're establishing more of the pure reality in your thought.
Yeah. Why do you think that idea about God being your shepherd, which comes from the Bible, and loving and caring for you, why do you think that was so resonant for you?
Well, I think everyone has that deep desire for a mother love. Mm-hmm. If you feel it, that's better than just rehearsing words.
Yeah.
And it's a powerful feeling.
Yeah. I love that.
Love is something that I have felt one with throughout my life, actually.
Wow.
So I've always thought that love was paramount in practicing Christian Science. Christian Science healing can be, you know, denying the error, replacing it with the truth, or it could be as simple as feeling that divine love so purely that the healing happens instantaneously.
Mm.
So love is a healer in itself.
Well, and it sounds like, interestingly, that your experience kind of had both of those components, that it was love that really dissolved that initial fear or worry that, can I even have this healing?
Right.
But then as you were praying and studying, in some ways it was more the sort of thought by thought, making sure you were sticking with the truth. What happened? How did we get from having this issue to having a healing?
Sure. Just like I was alluding to the chiseling of thought, the growth was slowly coming out. So I had it bandaged every day, and all it needed was continual focused prayer to keep going in the right direction. And One night I bent over to pet the cat and the growth just dropped out.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was the end of that.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I think sometimes when you're at what feels like the beginning of a healing, you're encountering some problem and it's like, oh my gosh, now I have to deal with this. There can be this feeling, at least I can speak for myself, that, oh, the moment that that happens, the moment that the healing finally comes is going to be so glorious. It's going to be like this huge relief. But it's interesting because when you're describing this, it seems like mentally you are already in the place where this problem was just becoming less and less and less real to you. So the actual healing was just kind of like a natural, pardon the pun, outgrowth of that.
Right.
Rather than some kind of like big dramatic moment that was a big surprise.
Right. It wasn't, you know, parting the seas for the children of Israel to pass through it, per se. Not something that Hollywood would want to try to repeat
right
on a scene. But yeah, it was kind of a throwaway, literally.
Yeah. How have you built on that healing since then? What do you think it did for you in your life, kind of in the larger picture?
Well, of course, it gives you a sense of confidence that no matter what comes your way, you're going to be able to handle it.
Yeah.
Also, this healing was right on the back of being so busy that I left out the time to do Christian Science practice, things like reading the Bible lesson. That was not being included in my everyday routine or do any metaphysical work. It was a very busy spring where on my days off of work, I was also working for canoe field trip program.
Okay.
And it also has happened since this healing that anytime I get really busy and the metaphysical work drops off, then you can start mentally drifting away. But one of the main lessons of the healing is don't drop the metaphysical work. It's essential to your everyday life.
Hmm. Let's just define for listeners, because I think that phrase metaphysical work, first of all, it's pretty broad.
Right.
But also it can just kind of be like, wait, what are we talking about? So for you, what does that mean day to day?
It means things like reading the Christian Science Bible lessons, and you are praying every day, and you are counteracting in thought throughout your day the material suggestions and replace them with spiritual truths. And it's a mental thing, addressing what the five physical senses are throwing at you every day and resolving things into thoughts, like Mary Baker Eddy says in Science and Health, to counteract the mortal with the true spiritual immortal that is the reality of being.
Mm.
I mentally counteract the material view of myself as a mortal body and know myself as a spiritual idea of God. And that is every day you attack the material belief systems thrown at you on a consistent basis, or you'll end up falling for what they're trying to tell you.
Mm.
Like Mary Baker Eddy says, the world is holding you before your gaze continually.
Yeah. And how cool that we have all of these different tools to do that. Just as you discovered during your healing, it wasn't necessarily just one idea, but we have between the Bible, Science and Health, Mary Baker Eddy's other writings, the periodicals, we have this sort of treasure trove of resources to help continue orienting us in the right direction.
Yes. And I especially had a coworker who, if I had some time, would help me specifically by telling me truths that he felt like, you know, I need to remember and to hold and stick with. And he was an invaluable support.
Oh.
So this healing wasn't just me. It was a village. It took a village. We got so much support. And of course, my wife as well. We were about to sign the papers on buying our first home.
Oh, wow.
When this happened. And so the fear is, what if I'm not around to help pay for this thing? And we had to trust, we kept moving forward with this plan despite what I was working through. And so my wife was a big support as well. She had no doubts that this was going to be handled. She didn't add fear. She took away fear. Aww. So very big support as well.
I love hearing about that. It's like that whole community of church kind of behind you.
Yeah. Yeah. That reminds me of something you can find in Romans, which says, so we, being many, are one body in Christ and everyone members of one another. To me, we are all working together to help each other. There are ideas of God being expressed in your life that are impacting you in a positive way, in a Christly way. And this combines in a almost healing that we all can give thanks to.
Bert, to close, I wonder if we could think about maybe somebody who finds themselves where you found yourself 9 years ago, you mm-hmm. know, at a point where they just feel like, I have some issue that I just really need to tackle. What encouragement do you think you could leave them with?
Yes, you can. The power of God is all powerful, and focused prayer can heal anything. Our periodicals pretty much prove that. I like to think that there have been more Christian Science healings now since it's been in existence than Jesus did in the Bible. All those authenticated healings, that mountain of evidence is something you can be confident that you can do it too. And what if you hit a wall? Well, consider that you sit down at a piano having never taken lessons, and you're given Beethoven's Piano Concerto.
Yeah.
And you're like, I can't do this. But that doesn't mean it can't be done.
Right, a little practice.
Right, but nothing's impossible.
Thank you, Bert, for being here today.
Yeah, my pleasure.
I've been speaking with Bert Hogan. He's from Acton, Massachusetts.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth Barnes, and I'm from Chicago, Illinois. First, hearing about Tony's healing of sinusitis was really inspiring, but what got me really excited was the conversation about our thinking, not just being mindful of them, but really understanding why mortal thoughts aren't powerful. Lately, I've been really trying to dive deeper into this concept. Thank you so much for introducing this discussion, and I'm really hoping that I get to hear more about it in future programs.
My name is Star Urbach from Phoenix, Arizona. I'd like to comment on the Sentinel Watch program. How can we lower the temperature of the political climate? I love that you're tackling this topic for those of us who are yearning to help bring a deep, settled calm to ourselves and our brothers and sisters around the world. Thanks for all you do.
Hi, my name is Sheila Meters. I live in Marietta, New York. Thank you for this podcast. I was doing some Jacob wrestling one recent morning when my own messenger said to me, "You never ate the forbidden fruit." If I'm a Genesis 1 creation, of course, I never ate the forbidden fruit. I never ate from that tree of good and evil. I don't have to earn my way back to Gen 1. I'm already there. I've always been there. Thanks again for the podcast.
This is Margie Griffith from Eugene, Oregon. David Brown, I love how easily you ask questions very similar to ones that I have struggled with over the years myself. And David Holy, you have such an amazing ability to show how you think through things and the immediate results that just give me so much hope and actually excitement about how I can approach situations that I'm dealing with, I'm just incredibly grateful for this particular Sentinel Watch and many others that I've listened to recently. Thank you to the Publishing Society. These Audible programs are so, so helpful. And I am grateful to you and for Christian Science. Have a great day.
My name is Summer, and I'm currently living in Morocco. I love listening to the Daily Lift as well as the Sentinel Watch podcast. I look forward to it every week and often listen to them repeatedly as well as search old ones. I am so grateful for the work that you all do to put these together. I know they take a lot of thought and a lot of time, and you're really getting to the heart and soul of the topics and diving deep. The answers are just phenomenal, and the guests have been really great. So thank you so much for your effort in putting those together. That's a lot of love.
Sentinel Watch is a production of the Christian Science Sentinel. I'm Jenny Sawyer. The podcast is produced by Carlos Machado, Sophie Ungerleiter, and our executive producer, Amy Richmond. Our editor is Ethel Baker. Our audio engineers are Tim Malone, Noel Flatt, Alyssa Britton, and Jeff Turton. Our theme music is by Jonah Bobo.
This podcast is produced and copyrighted by the Christian Science Publishing Society.